Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, August 29th, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour, last Friday in the month of October. When we talk to you again, it will be November. How about that? The month of Thanksgiving. Now, I do want to thank everybody who called in hour number one. The Boston Pinheads are back after more than a month absence. I thank them for listening last night. That to me shows a lot. You know, in the end, it does turn into a joke sometimes, but the fact that they actually listened to that last night, and the people who were here, the candidates, were listened to by people in the Boston area, that's a lot of fun. So, if you have any opinions on Candidates Night last night, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, or anything else going on in your world that you would like to talk about. 740-383-9944. Also, did want to mention this morning, got the nicest Halloween card yesterday from Phyllis and Larry the Shirks. I certainly do appreciate that. It was a great Halloween card because it definitely was Halloween-ish, and that's what I like. So Phyllis and Larry going to that great detail, I appreciate that quite a bit. I'm never good at sending cards, so I appreciate that, and Angie got that as well, and we thank you, and happy Halloween to you as well. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if you listened to it on radio last night, you only got to listen to a little bit better than half of it.
Well, you know, I don't know. What time did you start listening?
It was probably about 8:40 something.
Well, it was on
or
much before that.
7:40, I mean.
7:40.
Yeah, 5 minutes after 7, I called in and talked to Terry.
Right.
And I told him there was no noise, no nothing coming out of the radio.
Right.
And he said, well, we're dealing with the top of the hour right now. When that goes off, it'll be on. Well, 17 minutes goes by, you know, 17 after. So I called in and talked to a woman. And she acted like she didn't know nothing about me calling. And I told her there's no...
Was it Linda?
Must have been Linda. I said, there's no sound, there's no nothing. I said, WMRN is working. I said, you guys ain't coming in. So she said, well, I'll find out what's going on.
Right.
And then, you know, several minutes later, you know, we was able to listen to it.
Yeah.
But
so, I mean,
Terry just blew it off. Like, you know, he really didn't listen to me. You know what I'm saying? There was no sound coming out of the radio. Nothing.
Well, you know, I don't know what was going on there. I wasn't in the room with him. He was in a completely different room. But I do know that there was a glitch with the tower. Now, it didn't last half the show because we were on, I'm going to say, about 7. I know by 7:35 we were on. Because Glenn had went out to his car and Sean had went out on the porch. So by 7:35 we were on. All that had happened was I think there was an overload to the relay system because of so many people trying to hop on at the same time and listen that it caused the tower to go down, like I said, it ended up being down for about 25 minutes total.
So did you just reset it?
Yeah, they just reset it when they realized what had happened. Because we couldn't have a radio going live in the studio because you would have heard nothing but feedback. So, yeah, that's what happened. The radio was on as we approached 7 o'clock, and then when we turned the radios off, I think a lot of people were jumping on tune-in devices and the internet to listen. And as that happened, it overloaded. It didn't overload the server because the server was fine, but it overloaded the mechanism that ran the tower, and nobody was aware that that had happened in the building until about 20 after, and by 25 after, 35 after, it was fixed because I know Linda and Glenn and Sean were all scurrying to reset the tower and make sure that that was okay. But from that point on, what did you hear? What did you think?
Oh, I liked it. I mean, some people didn't really answer the question well, but I don't know who that Boston pinhead is to critique, the way you ask the questions and stuff. I mean, I don't know who he thinks he is, but...
Well, there were very few of those that were my questions. I don't know how many I got off, maybe five that were my own questions. I think the Marianne Star got off about five. Glenn and Linda asked their question. And all the rest were basically from listeners. We had a ton of listener questions. So people were listening somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I thought it went over pretty good. Some of them could have answered the questions a little bit better.
So did it make you feel favorable toward anybody, unfavorable toward anybody?
Not anymore than what I already was.
Who do you think was the winner last night, and who do you think did not do so well?
I think Ayers Ratliff and Kai Mead was, the two winners. Tara, I don't know, she didn't come over too good, I don't think. And Dr. Arndt, I didn't hear much from him. But, I didn't think they did exceptionally in that. But
you could hear everything, and you enjoyed the program.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought Mitch did a good job. That was Mitch's first time on the air.
Oh, was it?
I didn't know that till last night.
Yep, I'm glad you got it up and running.
Yep, well, I appreciate that. Thank you for sticking with us.
Yep.
All right, bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. Sound is not meant to fly through the air, and it was just one of those events last night. I think that event is so big. It's much like our election night coverage, which we'll have next Tuesday. So many people pay attention to it that things like that can happen, overloads of a system. But I'm glad we were able to work it out. We had a very competent staff here that was able to do that. But yes, thank you to Phyllis and Larry Shirk for the Halloween card. We certainly did get it and certainly did enjoy it. I wish I was better at that, sending cards out like that. I'm just not, I can't remember dates. Christmas card season is going to start pretty soon here. We do that every year. We return Christmas cards every year to people who send them to us. So that will be something. Also did want to mention, we've made so much of Geraldo and WTAM Radio. They had a tragedy yesterday at WTAM Radio. Mike Trevisano, who was a longtime radio host on WTAM, still doing afternoons up there, to my knowledge, up until this week, died yesterday, very unexpectedly, at the age of 74. So sorry to hear of the passing of Mike Trevisano. I don't know how many people listen to his show in this area, but was sorry to hear of his passing at age 74. And the fact that he was with WTAM, the Geraldo station up there in Cleveland, I think made it all the more interesting to us. So it's tough when somebody dies very unexpectedly like that, which is what it sounded like in Cleveland yesterday. Just very quickly going to update the Geraldo Journal here so we can get that out of the way as we head into Halloween. All right, this will be our last journal entry for the month of October, and we'll see what the Boston Pinheads are getting done here. Geraldo's on right now. We'll see if they're able to get through and get anything done. Okay, October 29th, 2021. So far, did not hear from Geraldo. Okay. So that's the entry today. But I'll leave it out here in case we have anything to add as the morning goes on. If the Boston folk would like to add anything today to that journal entry. Okay. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have anything to say about last night's candidates night or anything else on your mind on this Getaway Friday. Halloween Getaway Friday. 740-383-9944. You know, yesterday, I want to thank George Kasotis for coming in. He's always a lot of fun. And I was talking yesterday, and I can't believe I did not get any blowback for this. I was talking yesterday about listening to Nate Redmond's show on Wednesday and hearing Sarah call into that show and just be overwhelmingly nice. Because heaven knows, when Sarah calls into this show, she's not overwhelmingly nice. She, you know, oh, Nate, what are you getting the wife for dinner and all this sort of thing. It was a love fest. I mean, I really nearly could have become diabetic just listening to that conversation the other day. And Nate does a great show. I was tuning in. It was a lot of fun. But different conversations. And as I say, I just caught the end of Nate's show, and he had said that one of the callers was Ernie Brees, who I know listened to Charlie for a long time on this station, and has called in during this show, and I'm so glad that he's still out there listening, because he is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to Marion and things of that nature, and just an all-around good guy, and I know he's been listening for quite a while, so I have not heard from him for a while, so I'm glad to hear he's still out there listening, Ernie Brees. Here in the Marion community. Okay, now, do you want to do some Halloween trivia at this point? And again, if you have anything else to say, feel free to break in at any point. 740-383-9944. We certainly love to hear from you, the listening audience. And we have stuff to give away today. Boo at the Zoo goes on, I believe, through Sunday. We have those tickets. We have the Wilds, which those tickets are good through Sunday. And also, by the way, we have tickets. The tickets to the zoo do not expire until the first of the year. So I guess you could use them any time between now and the first of the year, not just this weekend. Christmas lights will be going on. I'm not sure when they kick off. Sometime in November, I think. And we'll do that giveaway as well. Okay, first Halloween trivia question. Let's see how good you are today on Halloween. In which country did Halloween originate? Does anybody know that? In which country did Halloween originate? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which country did Halloween originate? Okay. I'm going to give you another question here. We'll keep two going all morning at the same time. Which Catholic Church holiday is Halloween linked to? Which Catholic Church holiday is Halloween linked to? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I smell a trick question. You got it up your sleeve. I will guess the United States of America.
Not the United States.
Okay, can you give us a clue? Is it like in the Northern or Southern America, or is it maybe in Europe? Can you give us a clue about?
Well, I'm just going to leave it at a country for right now, and if we strike out a bunch with this, maybe I'll give a clue.
I was thinking maybe with the Salem witch trials. I mean, that's out by our friends in Boston. Maybe they would know, but okay, I thought it might have been the USA, but it's probably some smaller country in Europe. I will keep listening.
All right, thank you. The first question again. In which country did Halloween originate? Does anybody know this? In which country did Halloween originate? The second question. Which Catholic Church holiday is Halloween linked to? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. Halloween trivia here on this Getaway Friday. October the 28th. 29th. Excuse me. October the 29th. 2021. In which country did Halloween originate? Does anybody know? Which Catholic Church holiday is Halloween linked to? Go ahead, caller.
Ireland.
Ireland. Now, how'd you know that?
I was there was an episode of Murder, She Wrote. It was a 2-hour special, and it was filmed in Ireland. And during that episode, they were preparing for Halloween, and they were discussing that in one of the pubs.
Oh, on a Murder, She Wrote.
Yes, I love Murder, She Wrote. It's a 2-hour episode.
Oh, with Angela Lansbury.
Yes.
All right, we got you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, it was Ireland. See, if you watch more Murder, She Wrote, you'll pick up on stuff like this. Halloween did originate in Ireland. Okay, which Catholic Church holiday is Halloween linked to? Does anybody know that? Which Catholic Church holiday is Halloween linked to? All you people out there of the Catholic faith, does anybody know that? Which Catholic Church holiday is Halloween linked to? Here's another question for you. What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? I didn't even know Dracula had a sidekick. What is the name of Dracula's sidekick? Go ahead, caller.
All Hallows Day.
Let's see. Not All Hallows. Well, yeah, All Hallows Day, but it's also called All Saints Day.
All Saints Day.
You're,
yeah.
You are right. Now, are you a Catholic?
No. I googled it.
Well, no problem with that. We'll get you down here, Trish. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye bye. Nothing wrong with that. Yes, it is All Hallows Day or All Saints Day. That is the Catholic Church holiday that Halloween is linked to. All right. What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? Does anybody know that? What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? And we'll add another question here. From which words did bonfire originate? Now, how many people have bonfires in the autumn months here? From which words did bonfire originate? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Halloween trivia today here on WWGH Radio. So far we've got Charlene and Trish in the competition. The two questions out there right now, kind of a more difficult two questions here. What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? If you even knew Dracula had a sidekick. From which words did bonfire originate? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Well, we had a call there, but I guess they went away. Give us another call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We lost that one. What was Dracula's sidekick? What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? And the other question, from which words did bonfire originate? Two kind of more difficult Halloween questions here. 740-383-9944, and we had a question, we had a caller there. If that was you, give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? Maybe this was in one of those old Bela Lugosi movies. From which words did bonfire originate? Now, how many of us have bonfires and have no idea where that word came from? It's two words that the word bonfire originates from. 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers? Here this morning on WWGH Radio, coming up on 34 minutes past the hour. What was the name of Dracula's sidekick, and from which words did a bonfire originate? From which words did bonfire originate? Okay. Well, you know what? I may throw another one in here because those are kind of difficult questions. Let's see what we've got. What does the name Dracula mean? How about that one? What does the name Dracula mean? All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
And Dracula's sidekick name was Igor.
Igor. You know, it's not Igor. I think he was it. Was that his side? Was that,
that was
Frankenstein?
I-G-O-R.
I-G-O-R?
That's how you spell it.
No, that's not what. Was it? Did you Google that?
No.
No?
I've watched a lot of Dracula movies. Always Igor.
No, it's not listed here as Igor.
Well, you must be watching a different movie than I am.
Well, I didn't write this question, so I'm not sure.
They must have watched a different movie than I did, because everything I've ever watched is always Igor.
Well, I'll tell you what. Once we get the answer, maybe we can figure out if it's Igor or this name we have.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. No, not Igor. Not Igor in the paperwork that I have here. Halloween trivia. What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? That's what we're looking for here. From which words did bonfire originate? Two words. And our other question, what does the name Dracula mean? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What does the name Dracula mean? From which words did bonfire originate? Two words. What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? Three questions on the table here. Halloween trivia. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Looks like the barometer is dropping from where it had been. We're still in the change area, but we are getting closer to 29 than 30. Early in the week, we were closer to 30. Now we're getting toward 29. Still over a 70% humidity. 740-383-9944. Who knows their Halloween trivia here? Three questions on the table. I guess a little more difficult today. Maybe this is difficult Halloween trivia. We've got Trish and Charlene in so far. What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? From which words did bonfire originate? What does the name Dracula mean? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you know the answers to any of those questions. Maybe, well, you know, this Halloween trivia, I do have to admit, is a little more difficult than the regular Halloween trivia. All right, go ahead, caller.
The term bonfire, I think, comes from bone fire because it was a Celtic tradition to burn bones, I think.
Bone and fire. You have got, you know, that's very good. Now, you knew that off the top of your head?
I've done a lot of, like, the 23andMe stuff. And so I have a lot of, like, family history that goes back to that. So I've been really interested in just the way that they kind of lived and their tradition.
Well, I'm impressed with that. That's pretty good.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Yes, bonfire came from bone and fire. Now, who would have known that? Bone and fire. That's how we got the word bonfire. 38 and a half minutes past the hour here. What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? Now, we had a guess of Igor earlier. Now, it is not Igor. Does anybody know what it is? What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? What does the name Dracula mean? Does anybody know that? We have been saying Dracula for years and years and years. Do we even know what it means? Oh, and we'll throw in another one here since we got the bonfire question answered. What was Dracula's real name? He must have used an alias. What was Dracula's real name? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, according to my wife, according to Google, Dracula means the son of Dracul.
The son of Dracul?
Yeah, that was his dad. Vlad the Impaler, they called him Dracula, Dracul.
Well, now, here's something interesting. The real name of Dracula is Vlad the Impaler. But that's not what Dracula means.
Well, that's what Google said.
Well, I'll put you down. Is it Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put you down for because that was our next question. What was Dracula's real name? And that's Vlad the Impaler. But what Dracula actually means is not Vlad the Impaler.
No.
Yeah, keep looking.
She looked it up, and she said it means the son of Dracul. And I'm like, well, that doesn't sound right. But
no, but that is what the real name is, Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah,
but it's,
well,
but it's,
they called him Vlad the Impaler because he used to impale people on spikes.
What a good job he must have had.
Yeah, well, he protected Turkey from invaders.
Well, no idea yet on his sidekick, huh?
Nope.
Well, we'll see if it comes along. Thanks, Scott.
When you finally do give the answer, make sure you give the movie or the source where they got that from, because I have never heard of another sidekick.
Well, this will be good. We'll see what happens here.
Okay,
thank you. All right, 740-383-9944. Well, that took care of another question. What was Dracula's real name? That is Vlad the Impaler. Back to our other two questions. What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? Still don't have that one. What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? We had the guess of Igor. That's not right. Does anybody know what Dracula's sidekick, who Dracula's sidekick was? What does Dracula mean? We use that term a lot. What does the term Dracula mean? Here's a fun one. Who was the first actor to play the Wolfman? We hear a lot about the Wolfman at Halloween, on Halloween. Who was the first actor to play the Wolfman? A little bit of movie history here in our Halloween trivia. Who was the first actor to play the Wolfman? Who is an expert on horror movies? Somebody who's an expert on horror movies would know this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So the three questions right now bouncing around here. What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? What does the name Dracula mean? And who was the first actor to play the Wolfman? Those are the three Halloween trivia questions that we have for you right now. 740-383-9944. 42 and a half minutes past the hour. So far, we've got Charlene, Trish, Kai, and Scott in the competition this morning. A little more difficult Halloween trivia here this morning. Even a little more difficult to Google, apparently. We've had some people Google answers that ended up not being right. So the Halloween trivia, a little more difficult than your average Halloween trivia here. Does anybody know the answers? What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? I don't even remember Dracula having a sidekick. But what was the name of Dracula's sidekick? What does the name Dracula mean? All these years of using the name Dracula, do we actually know what it means? What does the name Dracula mean? And who was the first actor to play the Wolfman? I'm guessing a lot of this stuff goes way, way back, because we have had horror movies dating back to the black and white golden age of movies. Does anybody know who the first actor was to play the Wolfman? Give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944, if you know the answer to any of those questions. And again, we have tickets to The Wilds. which are good through Halloween. We have tickets to Boo at the Zoo. Those are good through Halloween. Actually, the zoo tickets run good through the first of the year. So a lot of stuff to give away here. Or if you just want to get in and have some fun this morning with Halloween trivia, feel free to call in. What was the name of Dracula's sidekick? This seems to be hanging people up quite a bit. All right, here comes another guess. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, my wife looked it up. So this is Google again. Dracula's sidekick was Renfield.
Renfield. Now, had you ever heard that?
No, I don't remember. I've heard the name Renfield, but I don't remember where I heard it. She said it was Bram Stoker's. So I don't know if that was in the movie Bram Stoker's Dracula or if it's from the novel.
So did we ever find out who Igor was?
Oh, I've seen Igor in movies. He was actually a sidekick. I think Bela Lugosi, his sidekick was Igor. Maybe I got Igor from the Frankenstein movies because Igor was in the Frankenstein movies. I mean, I still watch all those horror B movies.
See, I thought Igor was Dr. Frankenstein's sidekick.
That very well could be. I might have got him mixed up.
Yeah, but I do think that I'd never heard of Renfield, but yeah, Renfield is Dracula's sidekick. But you say that comes from Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah,
no?
That's what my wife says.
Well, that's interesting. We got you in again. Thanks, Scott.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Whoever knew that? You'd have to be a big fan of the Bram Stoker. Why am I having such trouble saying that this morning? Bram Stoker movies. Renfield. That was Dracula's sidekick. Renfield. Okay. What does the name Dracula mean? Have we come up with that one yet? 46 minutes past the hour. What does the name Dracula mean? Okay, back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Lon Chaney Jr.
Yeah, Lon Chaney Jr. was the first actor to play Wolfman. Does it say when that was?
I didn't Google that one.
Oh, you knew that one?
Yeah, I knew that one.
Now, how'd you know that one? That is a very...
Because I watched it when I was a little kid.
So, you know, it's... Was he a popular actor of his day?
Yeah, he was called a man of many faces.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lon Chaney Jr. Now, do you think he's still with us?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He was old back in those days.
No, right, yeah.
Okay, well, hey, I appreciate it. Trish got you in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Trish going back to her childhood to come up with Lon Chaney Jr. That was the first actor to play the Wolfman. All right. What does the name Dracula mean? We still don't have the answer for that. Maybe that's ungoogleable. What does the name Dracula mean? And we'll get two new questions going here since we've had two answered. This is going to be a fun one. Which phobia means you have an intense fear of Halloween? Did you know there was a phobia of Halloween? What is the word that means you have an intense fear of Halloween? And another question here, Halloween trivia here. Out of which vegetable were jack-o'-lanterns originally made? This is interesting. Out of which vegetable were jack-o'-lanterns originally made? 740-383-9944, 48 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio time. Still have the holdover question here. What does the name Dracula mean? Does anybody know that? Which phobia means you have an intense fear of Halloween? What is that phobia called? And out of which vegetable were jack-o'-lanterns originally made? Which vegetable were jack-o'-lanterns originally made of? 740-383-9944. Halloween Trivia Day here on WWGH Radio. Boo at the Zoo tickets, Wilds tickets, hang in the balance. Having some fun after a kind of a heavy news week, to be honest with you. What does the name Dracula mean? Which phobia means you have an intense fear of Halloween? What vegetable were jack-o'-lanterns originally made of? Go ahead, caller.
Large turnips and or potatoes.
Well, I don't know about potatoes, but turnips. Yes, turnips.
We used to do those on the farm because we grew turnips on the farm, and then we would also carve them out of either zucchinis or large squashes.
Now, wouldn't that have to be a pretty big turnip to make a jack-o'-lantern out of it?
It would, but we always called them baby jack-o'-lanterns.
Now, how do you think we got from turnips to pumpkins?
I have no idea. Turnips were so much easier to grow than pumpkins.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the turnips are awful small. I know, yes.
We didn't actually hollow them out. We just carved spaces on the side of them.
Well, I'll tell you, we'll put you down. That's a good, but you also say potatoes.
We used to use potatoes, too.
I did potatoes, too. Huh.
Yep. Basically, the ones that didn't grow right, our parents would let us use, but the ones that were, you know, nice, we couldn't.
Now, what did you carve them with?
Just a regular knife.
Just a regular, even those little small potatoes and turnips? Did you have to gut the inside of them like a pumpkin?
Not really. I mean, the turnips are kind of, actually they're white on the inside, but then when they would start to get, like, rotten and stuff, we would give them to the dogs.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Jack-o'-lanterns were originally carved out of turnips. There you go. Nobody knows what Dracula means. What does the name Dracula mean? Does anybody know? That's still out there. Which phobia means you have an intense fear of Halloween? What is that phobia called? 740-383-9944. We talk a lot about fear of Friday the 13th being Triskaidekaphobia, but what is the fear of Halloween? An intense fear of Halloween. And we'll add another question here. Now, this should be easy enough. Every Halloween, Charlie Brown helps his friend Linus wait for what character to appear? Now, this should be just whoever gets to their phone fast enough. Every Halloween, Charlie Brown helps his friend Linus wait for what character to appear? 740-383-9944. What phobia means you have an intense fear of Halloween? And what does the name Dracula mean? Those are the questions. 52 and a half minutes past the hour here. I didn't think it'd take long to get this one. All right, go ahead, caller.
The Great Pumpkin.
The Great Pumpkin. Now, you know, it's been so long since I have seen that. What is the Great Pumpkin? Just a big pumpkin?
I don't know. What is the Great Pumpkin? What do you mean,
what is
the Great Pumpkin? What? They ever see the Great Pumpkin?
No.
No.
She never saw it.
No, never seen the Great Pumpkin. They were supposed to bring candy to...
Hold on.
No. Oh, they were supposed to bring toys. Charlie Brown is her all-time favorite cartoon.
But she's never seen it.
The most sincere patch.
Yes, she has seen the Great Pumpkin.
The most sincere patch. They were supposed to bring
the most sincere patch. They were supposed to bring the toys.
Oh, so you take toys to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah, the Great Pumpkin was supposed to bring toys to the sincerest pumpkin patch.
Huh. Well, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right, we continue on here with the Halloween trivia. What does the name Dracula mean? Does anybody know? What does the name Dracula mean? 740-383-9944. The name Dracula. Which phobia means you have an intense fear of Halloween? Now, I wonder, is that the fear of trick-or-treating, or is that the fear of Halloween? Because those are two different days this year. Trick-or-treat's tomorrow, the 30th, and Halloween is on Sunday, the actual day, the 31st. Okay, we got the Great Pumpkin here. Let's throw in another question. Got about 4 minutes or 6 minutes left this hour. Okay. According to superstition, if you stare into a mirror at midnight on Halloween, what will you see? How about that? 740-383-9944. According to superstition, if you stare into a mirror at midnight on Halloween, what will you see? Now, anybody could take a wild guess at that one. 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Wilds here. Again, those are good through Sunday, October the 31st. And we have Columbus Zoo tickets. Those are good through the end of the year. All right, go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm going to take a stab at this Dracula.
Go ahead.
I think it means the Impaler.
You know, the Dracula's real name was Vlad the Impaler, but that's not what Dracula means.
Okay, well, I knew that, so I thought maybe that's what it is. So, okay, well, I'll listen and see what the real answer is.
Yeah, hey, good guess. Thanks for trying.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, we've had this question held over for quite a while. What does the name Dracula mean? That's what we want to know. What does the name Dracula mean? Or, what phobia means you have an intense fear of Halloween? What is that intense fear of Halloween? Okay, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
A double cheeseburger with extra pickle.
Now, which answer is that to which question?
What you would see in the mirror if you stared long enough.
Oh,
after all those other calls, I bet you're glad to deal with me and my little petty fruitcake criticism.
Well, no, I was talking about you earlier this morning.
You were, because I didn't hear that. I heard when you talked about me yesterday.
Well, that was the same thing. I was talking about the same thing. Do you have a reasoning for this?
A reasoning for what, Scott?
Well, I was driving home the other day, I told you, and I heard you on Nate's show.
Oh, yeah, I heard you say that yesterday.
Yeah, you called in, you couldn't have been more nice, you were... Oh,
yeah, and I don't appreciate your criticism of my criticism. I'm not critical. The only thing we ever go back and forth about is a stupid fruitcake, and one of these days, I'm going to get you to come around to my way of thinking.
Well, only if all my teeth fall out would I ever like fruitcake. There's no way I'm ever going to enjoy that. No, but you and Nate seem to have this nice, very cheery relationship.
Like everybody does. How can you not like Nate? I mean, the guy is the epitome of sweetness.
Yeah, oh, I like Nate. Nate's great on Wednesday. But I say, why do you have to have such a combative relationship with me?
He doesn't challenge me or argue with me.
I can't get past that.
So, I'm guessing that you don't see a cheeseburger if you stare in the mirror.
No, that wasn't the answer to that, but a good guess.
Well, isn't it that? Okay, well, let me do one more serious answer.
Are you this pushy on Nate's show?
No, I'm not.
Well,
Scott,
see, that's why he's
part
nice.
Of my Jekyll and Hyde routine.
Go right ahead. Take another guess.
Is it Bloody Mary?
A Bloody Mary.
Yeah, is it that thing? Or do you have to say that three times? There's something where she'll jump out of the mirror, snatch or something.
Oh, no, it's not a Bloody Mary. No. No,
but okay.
Guess so. What you having for dinner?
I don't know, Scott. That seems so far away. Probably McDonald's.
Gonna do laundry tonight?
Not in the mood to cook.
I know. You gonna listen tonight?
Definitely, maybe.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, what do we got here? 2 minutes left in this hour, and, we'll have a lot of fun next hour here. All right, what do you see? According to superstition, if you stare into a mirror at midnight on Halloween, what will you see? What does the name Dracula mean? And I thought we had another question here. Oh, the fear of Halloween. What is that called? The phobia. There's a word. 740-383-9944. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Okay. I read the article longer. My wife, I was wrong before. It's not the son of Dracula. It's the son of the dragon.
Oh, Son of the Dragon. What Dracula means?
Dracula, yeah.
Let's see here. Not Son of the Dragon, but you're very close. It's Son of something.
That's what Google said.
Yeah, I mean, Google is not helping us out this morning.
No, Google is not helping us out.
No.
Because I knew it's Son of something, and I could have sworn it was. I thought maybe it was Son of the Devil, but.
Oh, that's it. You got
that's
it.
That's it.
Son of the Devil is what Dracula means.
It's amazing what I pull out of the file cabinet in my head.
Just forget Google. Just go into your head and pull it out.
Yeah, well, sometimes I have to go to Google because I can't find it in my head.
But hey, we got you. Thank you, Scott. Bye-bye. All right, well, we got it finally. Son of the Devil is what Dracula means. Who knew that? What is the phobia associated with Halloween? About 60 seconds left here. Phobia associated with Halloween. And according to superstition, if you stare into a mirror at midnight on Halloween, what will you see? Not a cheeseburger and fries. What might you see according to superstition? I didn't even know that was a superstition, that if you stare into a mirror at midnight on Halloween, you will see something. Maybe you can try that this coming Sunday and see what pops up in the mirror. We are so far in the competition. We've got Charlene, Trish, Kai, Scott, all in. We're going to do the drawing later on this morning. So stay tuned for more here on WWGH Radio. Back in about 15 minutes.
Being so kind to me.
Well, I've enjoyed every minute of it, Scott. You know, I always say you're the best interviewer I ever had that I do an interview with. I really like to do them.
Well, and may it continue. We're not going to stop at 10 years. We're going to go on into the next years. What do you make of his opponent?
Now, you're trying to get me in trouble. You are. You're trying to get me in trouble. You're baiting me.
No. We can move around that question. We can move around that. You have always been that nice to me. And...